We're in Chodesh El. El is a month, Cheshbon HaNefesh. Two weeks from yesterday is Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaDin. Yom HaDin is a day, very important day. Today when we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we recognize 5,776 years ago, on this day, created Adam HaRishon. And that day, he looks at the world and says, is it kedai to continue it, or it's not kedai to continue it? And we prepare for that. He expects us to answer our part of that. Now when Gersh Baruch Hu looks at the world, certainly he judges every part of the world. Al medinos bo yeyomar, Ezol HaChere v'Ezol HaSholem. Judges all the nations as a nation. Judges the State of Israel, judges the United States of America, judges Canada, Brazil, every country in the world, Medinos Boyoma. And every society and every group and subgroup is judged as a group. Almedinos boye omar, ezel achere veezel asholom. Ubrios boye pokedu, haskiro amlochaim of us. And every individual is judged. That's one type of judgment. There's another type of judgment. Zayom tchilas maasechel, zikaron liom rishon. That's the judgment of the Bria. Today, the anniversary of the world, Zayom Tchilas Maasecha, Zikaron LeYom Rishon. There he judges not individuals, he doesn't judge individual nations, he's judging humanity as a total. Is it kedai to continue? It's not kedai to continue. It's an awesome responsibility. Just as on Vav Sivan, told Klal Yisrael, I created this world for a purpose. The purpose I created this world for is that there should be within all of humanity some small group that recognizes me and accepts me. And if that group is going to accept me in the Torah, I can continue. And if that group is not going to accept me and accept the Torah, the world goes back to tohu vavohu. So too, on Rosh Hashanah, he looks. Now what justifies this world? What makes this world worth continuing? So the Rambam writes in his Hakdama, the Perish Mishnayis, Ela Kodesh Baruch Hu Bolomer Lel Dalet Amo Shel Halacha Vilvad. The reason that the Hakadosh Baruch Hu keeps the world going and everything revolves around that is the Dalet Amo Shel Halacha Vilvad. Now what does it mean, though, Dalet Amo Shel Halacha? Rambam is very clear there. Rambam says he keeps the world going for those people whose lives are preoccupied with understanding the Dalai Lama Shel Halacha, who are dedicated to the Dalai Lama Shel Halacha. So when we stop and ask a question, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides whether or not to continue this world. What's going to make that decision? The world continues, the world doesn't continue. So people say, well, look at all those people over there, but Azara. Rambam says he keeps the world going even with those people because they serve the needs of the people who are in the Dalai Lama Shel Halacha. Well, what about all those non-from Jews? The Rambam, people like to call the Rambam as this great liberal open-minded thinker. Rambam says, what justifies keeping all of Klal Yisrael going? Only those people who are within and dedicated to the Dalai Lama Shel Halacha. And as Chaim Volozhin points out, Nefesh HaChayim, V'chaye olam nata besochenu, the life of the world is in the hands of Klal Yisrael. Shenosan lanu Torah Semes, and it's through our holding on to that Torah Semes that is a chaye olam, the world exists. So, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges each nation has to evaluate itself. Very interesting Gemara. Gemara Avot Azor Daf Beis Amud Beis says, Lo Sid Lavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge all the nations. There's a judgment of all the nations on Rosh Hashanah. There's also a judgment of all the nations, Lasid Lavo, where all of the world is judged, the final judgment. And he's going to call them all up and ask them, what'd you do? So Rome is going to say, we built unbelievable road system, so Klal Yisrael could go from place to place to learn Torah. Oh, we built this. And all the nations are going to explain what they did so Klal Yisrael could learn Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, you did it just for yourself. You built roads to collect the tolls to make yourself rich. You're going to punish them. Famous question is, when Kadosh Baruch Hu makes that judgment, and everyone's standing in front of him, how are they going to have the chutzpah to say, we did it all for Klal Yisrael to learn Torah? So Briska Rav explains, it's a beautiful pshat. Says the Rambam Perish Mishnah says, Rambam gives an example. He said, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olam el Dal Ramo Shal Ocho B'fad. Nothing else. Hashem lo yivne bayi shamov l'bonobo. That means, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has set up, allowed a certain person, has allowed Bill Gates to create Windows, it's because somehow it serves the purposes of Torah. And if he's made a few $100 billion on it, it's because somehow it serves Torah. That's what the Rambam says. Rambam says, Moshel Amah Dovadoma. There's a man in a far-off place, makes a very, very successful business, and he builds for himself a massive mansion, and he thinks, Kochi V'yotzim Yodi. But, Ein L'Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Malom El Dal Adamos Shalom HaBavan. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed that house, that business to prosper and that house to be built, somehow it serves the purposes of Torah. And if that's only because someday There's going to be some tzaddik who's in that part of the world and is thirsty and he needs a very luxurious place to get a drink of water. That's enough to justify his business. But somehow it has to serve the purposes of the Dalai Lama Shel Halacha. And that's how the whole world goes. So therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for justification for the continuation of his Bria, he's looking at the purpose of this Bria and those people who justify this Bria and those people for which he arranges everything else. It's the Dalai Lama Shel Halacha. And therefore, those of us who live in the Dalai Lama Shel Halacha have an incredible achrayus, because we're the centerpiece of the din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look at us and say, no, my whole Bria is for the purpose of those people sitting and learning Torah. How seriously they take it. How important is it to them? Does this really justify the entire world if they don't take it so seriously? So, the seriousness with which we take our own avoda is critical as we approach Yom HaDin. And our avoda is a very multi-dimensional avoda. It's taking mitzvah seriously, taking davening seriously, taking learning Torah seriously, taking all of life seriously. Now, as we approach Yom HaDin, Elul is a day of Cheshbon HaNefesh. And Cheshbon HaNefesh, what is the Cheshbon HaNefesh? Each different people in different stages of life have to have a different Cheshbon HaNefesh. There is this coming Shabbos. We read Parshas Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah. Following Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, we read Nitzavim. And Shabbos Shuva, we read Vayelech. Why? Not just because we finish off the Torah that way. The Gemara in Megillah says that we read the Klolos in Mishnah Torah before Rosh Hashanah. Why? Two reasons. Tichle shonu v'kilu osel. Let the year with all of its klolos sends. Taschel shonu v'kilu osel. It's a deeper reason. And what does that mean, tichle shonu v'kilu osel? It means when we approach Yom HaDin, we have to understand the seriousness of what it means that we were given the privilege and the zchus to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Limud HaTorah and Shmiras Torah Mitzvahs. And the awesome responsibility that that carries. V'hoya kisavu al haaretz tells us, and Moshe says, you come into Eretz Yisrael and you're going to write, there's a whole series of brachos and klolos. There's a brand new Kabbalah Satorah there. There's a brand new Kabbalah Satorah in Arvus Moav, right before they came in. And then there are brachas and klolos in Arvus Moav. And he tells them all sorts of things. That with one basic idea. Torah is not a game. Torah is a very serious business. We who were chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be his people, it's a very serious business. And we carry an awesome responsibility. If we keep it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up all. Hashkifu mimon kochecha min ha-shamayim. Yiftach Hashem esot soro hatov min ha-shamayim. He'll shower us with blessing. And if we don't keep it, it's not just, okay, so you didn't keep it. Death and destruction. That awesome responsibility we carry has to be understood before we face a Yom HaDin. We understand Torah's not a game. Torah's not a, okay, I'm in a good mood today. It is Gishmak, it's not Gishmak. I'm into Shabbos, I'm not into Shabbos. I'm this, I'm that. If I'm into this mitzvah, I'm not into that mitzvah. No, no. It's an awesome responsibility in Torah. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us to be his Mamlechus Kohanim Gugay Kadosh imposes upon us an awesome responsibility. And the Gemara Megillah says we have to understand that before we stand in front of a din. You have to read Parshas Kisavo, Parshas Netzavim, and Parshas. And before Rosh Hashanah. And we're doing it simultaneously with reading the Haftarahs of the Shiva Nechemta. Shiva Nechemta tell us, this is after Tisha B'Av, tell us that someday we're going to wake up. And when we wake up, this week's Haftarah, Kumiya Rikivarech, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to reestablish that Kesher with us. And we finish Hakotan Yili Aleph. But in the meantime, we're working towards that goal. And therefore, Chodesh Elul, and the Kriyas HaTorah and the Parsha have to be taken very seriously. Sometimes when people come, they dray around, they hang around. Very often, people of a certain age who are part of an extended childhood and protected early adolescence, even though they may be at a different age, find it difficult to take things serious. Elul is serious. It's a very serious time. Rosh Hashanah is serious. Serious time to reflect on what we are and who we are. And there are two things I want to emphasize. At the end of the first part, it says, Ora shalo yokim es divrei ha-Torah hazos la-sos osam. The Omar kol ha-om omen. Take a look there at the Ramban. Ramban quotes Yushalmi. Yushalmi tells us that it doesn't say Ora shalo yikayim is divrei HaTorah azos. No, he won't fulfill it. Lasos says Hashalo yokim. V'chiyesh Torah no, make Torah stand up. V'chiyesh Torah no fellas. Torah is falling down, but we have to make it stand up. Elo, says Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, there can be a person, Loma Delimet Shoma Vasa. He learned Torah his whole life. He taught Torah. He kept mitzvahs. He stayed away from Averis. And he could make Torah strong. And he didn't. Tarizah Bechalovah. Means every human being has besides his own personal avoda, has a different avoda. And that avoda is very serious. That's the avoda you have a chrayis to make Torah strong in this world. And it says, Yoshio HaMelech, he became a melech, he was 8 years old. And as he was growing up, he realized, Olai Lahakim, I'm a king. I can make Torah strong. And he got rid of the Avodah Zarah. He made a revolution in Klal Yisrael. Olai Lohokim. He recognized the power that he had, the kishreinus he had. And I'm going to make Torah strong. But, and Shalmi says, it's talking about the person who goes Hagba. In an interesting halacha, it's a Gemara Megillah. The person who goes Hagba is no tzachar kulam. He gets the tzachar for all of the same tzachar as everyone had in Aliyah. Why? What's the purpose of Hagba? The purpose of Hagba is getting the entire tzibur to be made on the Amitas HaTorah. The Zos HaTorah Shasamoshef Nei B'nei Yisrael. You get everyone to be made in the Amitas HaTorah. Unbelievable song. And it's true in all of life. This Yerushalmi, Ramban quotes, it's another very, very, very deep responsibility. It's not only responsibility to myself. That's the din of Arvus. Chalsa Arvus is in Kol Yisrael Raven's elevator that was given in Arvus Moav at this bris. Eile divrei Abbas. We have an achrayus to every other Jew. An achrayus to every other Jew. Interesting Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos says that may olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who never gave a tzivui, the tov and was chozer except once. Tells us the story. Posing Yecheskel, the Tzvi Sotof. At times of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, Kadosh Baruch Hu told the Malachi Achavola, angels of destruction, to put a tof on the forehead of everyone in Yerushalayim. On the forehead of the Roshayim, to put a red tof, a toeva. On the forehead of the Tzadikim, to put a black tof, a Torah. And they're going to kill all the ones with the red tuff and spare all the ones with the black tuff. And then the Midas Hadin came to HaKadosh Baruch. The interesting is the Midas Hadin. Why are these better than these? HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. These are Tzadikim and these are Rishonim. And the Midas Hadin says, yes, but the Tzadikim should have done something. And they should have given tochach to the Roshayim and try to get them to change. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Gol yadu alafanai. I know those Roshayim were so evil, nothing could have helped. And Midas Hadin says, Im lefanecha gol yadua. You knew it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't know it. They didn't give tochach because they didn't care. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're right. Go put a red tof on everybody's forehead. We're judged not only for what we do. The hashpo we have on others, l'tov l'ra, the potential hashpo l'tov we have on others that we did not take from potential and make it real. Torah puts an unbelievable burden on us. Tremendous achrayus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every one of us krechos and nefesh of an unbelievable degree. And he expects us to use those kechos and nefesh in his service. And if we don't, he has a tain against us, and a serious tain against us. Because if you care about Torah, care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you care to make sure that not only are you keeping Torah, that everybody else whom you can affect keeps Torah. It's a very awesome responsibility. And that's part of the preparation for Rosh Hashanah. There's one final thing I want to talk about. I had an interesting conversation this week with someone who gave a perspective on Torah I was a little shocked by. He was talking about the importance of learning Torah. And what do Midas Tovos have to do with that once you learn Torah? Now, learning Torah is essential to the world, to a person's own growth in Yiddishkeit. Learning Torah has a powerful impact in the world. The Gemara says, the first Beis Hamikdash was Charev, Avor Zorgil Arayis and Shevichas Domim. The second was Charev because of Sin Tzchinam. Even though everyone was learning Torah. And the Gemara says, Amor of the Aretz, why was the first Beis Hamikdash destroyed? Tovazer Shol Nevim, Achakarish Baruch Hu Biatzma. Al Ozim is Torah for Bittel Torah. So the Tziv asks a simple question. How do you reconcile the two Gemaras? One says it's for Bittel Torah, the other says for Avod Zorg V'Arayas and Shvichas Dom. And the answer is the Koyach HaTorah is so great, had there not been Bittel Torah, even with the Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayos and Shvichas Domim, the world could have survived, but protected it. But with Bittel Torah, without that protection, so then the Aveira is for Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayos and Shvichas Domim. That's the first base of Middash. Second base of Middash. And the Gemara says there's a tremendous amount of limited Torah. Sin Eschim, they had bad Midas. And bad midas, this chus eliminatory doesn't help. Now, bad midas have many different dimensions. Midas tevis, under what mitzvah does it come? You have to l'reach ha-kamoch. There's an unbelievable Rambam in Shmona Prokim. And he says it in three words in Mishnah Torah. Shmona Prokim, it's in the Hakdome to Chelek when he's listing the Yud Gimel Ikrim. The 13 Yesodos of Yiddishkeit, that if you don't believe in them, you have no Chelek in Olam Haba. And he says, and he lists them, belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the 13. Every Jew, it's in the Siddur, every Jew knows them. But then he says, before he begins, he says there's certain other things that Chazal listed. Ein lo chelek lo lam haba. That they're not, people think they're not such serious averas, but still ein lo chelek lo lam haba. And one is miskabe b'klon chavero, getting hano when a friend has a bazillion. Another is calling someone by a nasty name, a whole list of Bein Olam L'Chaveros. Mam says, there's a difference between this ain't lo chelek olam haba, and so the Averis not believing the Yud Gimel Ikrim and the like. Certain things, he says, the Chomer Avera deserves a punishment, ain't lo chelek olam haba. But if you don't have Midas Tevis, Rambam says, then your neshama is on such a low level, you don't belong in Olam Haba. It's not just a question of a punishment. You're just a low person. The Rambam in Perek Tes Hilchos Tshuva, when he talks about being zoch in Olam Haba, says, who's zoch in Olam Haba? Someone who's shomer derech Hashem and he learns Torah, he's being shomer like the Hagdom is shomer derech Hashem. He doesn't tell you what shomer derech Hashem is there. If you go back to the end of Perek Aleph Hilchos Deos, it says derech Hashem means midos tovus. From a pulse, ki yedati v'man asher yitzave es bono v'es beiso achav nishmo derech Hashem lasot stoko mishpot. Avraham Avinu was midos tovus. He was teaching the world derech Hashem. So Rambam says, before you worry about Olam Haba of Torah and mitzvahs, there's something that comes first. That's Midas Tevis. People get used to certain types of behavior. But There is a certain thing that's a major issue. Sometimes people work very hard on all the technicalities of Shemiras Haloshim, which is important. But, it's an important but. It's just dealing with human beings, was dealing with chavrus, it's dealing with people. With midas tavis, chesed, noai, plain midas tavis. Ram says, you don't have midas tavis. All the turn, all the mitzvahs aren't going to help you. Your neshama is on such a low level, you don't belong in Olam Haba. So when you come to Yom HaDin, taking Yiddishkeit seriously, but the Rambam says there's a basis of everything. And that's, without it, you don't even get started. And that's Midas Tavis. Generally, how do you relate to other human beings? And the Cheshbon Nefesh about that. Relate to roommates, to chavrusas, to people, to your rabbeim.